Okay, I think we're ready to go. We got everybody here. It's 7 o'clock. Means we're ready to go. So, welcome to our village board meeting. It's Monday, May 8th at 7. I'd ask the clerk to please take the roll call.
Trustee Bachner.
Here.
Trustee Gillis.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Brennan.
Here.
Trustee Johnson.
Here.
Trustee O'Connell.
Here.
President Adusi.
Here. If I can ask him to stand to say the pledge.
The flag of the United States of America, the republic for which it stands, a nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Well, thank you again for everyone to be here. We do have a special presentation of the swearing in of our elected officials. So with that, which is untimed, we also have some, when we get a chance, we also have cookies and whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, we worked overtime to celebrate all of you. So, but seriously, this is a fun part of our board meeting to elect our colleagues here. So I'll let John him, and I think Trustee Brennan is first. We'll go alphabetical.
All right.
We're going to take pictures. Emily, when you're finished, you can come up and hug your mom.
Well, that's why Emily's here.
Hi, Katie Brennan. Having been elected to the office of village trustee in the village of River Forest, in the county of Cook, solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Illinois,
and the
that I will faithfully discharge
the
duties of the office of village trustee to the best of my ability. Congratulations.
Yay. All right, so I think it's Trustee Bachner. You're up next.
Hi, Erica Bachner.
Hi, Erica Bachner.
Having been elected to the office of village trustee.
Having been elected to
in the village of River Forest.
In the village of
in the county of Cook.
In the county
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly
or affirm.
Or affirm
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge
duties of the office of village trustee.
The duties of the office.
The best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hi, Bob O'Connell.
Hi, Bob O'Connell.
Having been elected to the office of village trustee.
Having been elected to the office of village trustee.
In the village of River Forest.
In the village of River Forest.
In the county of Cook.
In the county of Cook.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States. The
Constitution.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of village trustee.
The duties of office.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Can we get a picture of all three of you, if you don't mind, and then we'll take a picture of you and Emily. Very good. Well, congratulations. Oh, you want to take one? Yeah, Emily, come on up. Thank you, Ken. No, I mentioned it, and then come on up. Take one with your mom.
However you want to do it, or right here.
Now that we've embarrassed you, Emily. This is democracy. It's great. It's in the making.
It would be more embarrassing if all of our police force knew her.
True. So now you do, because I just said her name. Oh, God. All right. Really good. And I know we'll have chances for our elected officials to say congratulations and look forward to a productive time in the next at least 2 more years. All right. So let's move on to citizens' comments. Dr. Yeah, okay, yeah, no worries.
All right, and thank you. Good evening to everybody. Congratulations. And I like to say that I'm not here to plead my case. I think we are all sick and tired. But I just want to make a point. And as always, I want to ask a couple of questions. My point is the following. According to the rules and procedures of the Traffic and Safety Commission, any change requested by a resident will be considered only after a few steps are satisfied. And I'm going to quote what the steps are from the outline of the general process from bringing an issue to the Traffic and Safety Commission, which is available online. So number one, a written request must be submitted by the resident, clearly identifying the request being made. Number two, a signature petition form must be submitted. It will need to indicate that 75% of properties within a notification area are in support of the request. If a petition does not indicate the required level of support for a request, it will be returned to the petitioner and the item will be not placed on a future Traffic and Safety Commission. Number three, upon submittal of the required forms, the issue may be referred to the village's transportation engineering consultant for study and general data collection. Number four, when the data collection phase has been completed, the transportation engineering consultant will provide village staff with their findings and the recommendations. So this is what published online, as you all well know. Now, I do not know whether this procedure was followed about this barrier thing, but probably it was not. There were no written requests, as far as I know. No petition was circulated or signed by 75% of residents in the notification area. And the recommendation of the village transportation engineering consultant, which was the very unlucky and famous KLOA, were completely trashed. Now, if I'm mistaken and everything was done as required, please correct me. But if indeed the rules and procedures were not followed, this whole thing is not valid. And I ask, is it worth discussing this issue at this meeting or at any other future meeting? If rules and procedures were ignored, then are we not wasting our time? Do we really need to argue about barriers if they were irregularly and arbitrarily set up against the village's own procedure? This whole thing should be dismissed. The barriers should be just taken down, all of them, even those at Greenfield Elemoine, taken down without any further discussion, because they were not properly set up. But if the board and commission disregard their own rules and the barriers are going to stay anyway, then can I do the same? And what I mean is, can I come next time to you or to a commission with a request not supported by 75% of notification in a residence and not supported by any study and expect that it will be accepted anyway. And if I cannot and I'm denied, then why some residents can and are granted their improper requests? I realize that no decision will be taken tonight and that the board members are waiting for the commission's recommendations before a vote. But you, ladies and gentlemen, will eventually have to vote, and that will be final. You are the board of trustees. You have the last word. And I expect that any future requests any resident may bring to you will be honored and approved by the village board exactly in the same way if you approve this one. In other words, if you approve any barrier, even though you know very well that rules were broken, you will setting a new precedent. Thank you.
I do know that the traffic and safety is meeting next week, Rachel. Yeah. Yes, it does. Right. Okay. Thank you. All right. So we'll move on to elected official comments and announcements. So,
thanks. A couple of things. Time, I think, has come. But the one thing I have noticed is I've noticed that the number of our residents out on bicycles has increased exponentially. And I would ask that our residents, as they're driving their cars, to be careful and, you know, make sure that we're giving the bicyclists enough room out there. I've also noticed that, again, this is one of those things, the putting out trash on, you know, Fridays and Saturdays for Tuesday and Wednesday pickups, you know, our ordinance states, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, that garbage should be put out on the parkways the night before. And I would ask that, you know, let's maintain the beauty of our village by abiding by that that ordinance. So, but.
I just want to take time to echo the sentiments of Bob regarding the bicyclists. Also, just give a congratulations to our newly elected trustees. It's been a pleasure serving with you over these past few years, and it's going to be and continue to be a pleasure to serve more with you guys. So I'm excited to have you.
Thank you, Ken. I have a couple things. First, I found out yesterday that this week is International Compost Week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's celebrated not only in the U.S., but in many other countries as well, raising public awareness on why we should be composting and how to use the finished compost. And as probably almost everyone in this room knows, composting is a very important part of our stewardship for our community, and it's near and dear to my heart. So I only found out about it yesterday, Kathy, but I wonder if we can do some sort of proclamation like we have in the consent agenda for some of the other items. And maybe we do it in, you know, it's going to be late by the time we do it, but at least we'll have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just noticed it too.
Yeah.
How did we not know it?
I know. And I also was thinking.
Did we just make it up? Or?
No, it's part of the UN Sustainable Development Group, and there's a research foundation that has all these different activities. I also thought when I heard about it, it'd be really neat if our Sustainability Commission did something for it, some sort of educational initiative. I know Oak Park is doing something, so it's really an opportunity to raise awareness. And for composting, so much of it is education. People don't know how to do it, why. So it's really an opportunity to get it out there. I'd love to see our Sustainability Commission do something about it at least next year, now that we've got the time and we know about it in advance.
We'll put something on.
Also, I attended the community safety, quarterly safety meeting. It was very good and informative. Cheryl Potts from the Mental Health Board at Oak Park Township was there and talked about the three-digit suicide prevention lifeline, which was helpful. And then also Lindsay Silver, who organized the community bike exchange event, talked about how it was organized and gave a lot of other statistics that, in addition to what Lisa's talked about in the past. One question I have for the police department is on our website, I couldn't see the audio of it for those who had missed it. Are we supposed to have the audio of the quarterly community safety meetings available for those who can't attend in person or real time?
Well, it should be real time. This is a question probably more for Matt Walsh than me as far as the IT or online portion.
Well, it's streamed online live, but we'll check on that audio. So, yes, typically we would post that after the fact, but we'll make sure.
Like on YouTube or
just similar to our other meetings, just audio on the agendas and minutes page.
Go on the website and you look at, you know, a certain date when that meeting was. If someone missed it or wanted to hear Cheryl Potts's presentation, they could click on the audio and hear it, but there isn't an audio associated with that meeting.
We will check on that.
Yeah. And then just wanted to mention again that the planning for Juneteenth flag raising is going along very nicely. Thank you, Matt, for all your help and for giving us the flyers. There's some in the back of the room, so please take one on your way out and spread the word. And thank you, Ken and Kathy, for being part of our Monday, June 12th, at the public library, 11 a.m. And then the final thing is Lake and Lathrop. To ask once again that we invited them to come to our meeting. My request is that we do. I'd like to hear from them. I'd like them to hear from us our questions, and it'd be nice to hear their responses in person for both the trustees and village.
Yes, I did invite representatives from Sedgwick last Thursday morning to come to this meeting. They declined.
I think,
and we will continue to do so.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. John, is there anything?
I'd just like to offer my personal congratulations to Bob, Katie, and Erica. Glad that you guys are back, and I'm looking forward to the next 2 years with you.
Also going to echo the congratulations, Katie, Erica, Bob, for being reelected, and I'm looking forward to working with you. Perfect. The other thing I wanted to say is just shout out. They're celebrating Seniors Week is this week from May the 11th through the 18th. I know the township, River Forest Township, is sponsoring it, but they are working with, which I always love to see, with other villages, Forest Park, Oak Park, being events all through this week, starting this Thursday to next Thursday. So it's in our web, the village newsletter, so please look in. Premature, because we're going to have a meeting on May the 20th. Think so? I'll reserve my wishes then for that meeting, and then which is in the newsletter also. So, okay, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, I'll just say yay to all the trustees for continuing to work with us. I do have one question. I do believe that the requirement for 75% petition is a new requirement, so I'd like to know the date as to when that requirement was put in place for the Traffic and Safety Commission. Second is we will add to the educational curriculum of the River Forest Sustainability Commission. They have a robust kind of editorial calendar that fuels Facebook, Instagram, email, and the village website. So, Seth, I know you're on that. And then Thank you.
Jeff, you want to answer?
Yeah, the commission adopted a policy maybe a couple of years ago to try to formalize their process for hearing issues instead of just kind of one-off random requests. So I want to say 2, 3, maybe even 4 years ago they adopted that policy. But that was more adopted within the context of more of a one-off request for a stop sign at an intersection or a parking zone change. Village-wide or the more regional studies, the commuter parking study that we did a few years ago, the safe walking routes to school study that we did a couple years prior to that, those much larger conversations have always been more of a global effort, and so we've not required, you know, if you think about the safe routes to school, we put in, there were probably tens of intersections locally that we added signage to. Didn't go out and notify every single location because it was part of a much greater conversation and discussion. So that's kind of how we tracked with this current study. We wound up with specific implementations that at specific locations because it's part of a larger discussion, part of a larger study. We've traditionally veered away from that process for more regional studies.
Say one thing though, we obviously would probably want to clarify it so that it doesn't cause any confusion in the future.
Certainly, we've already talked about different notification processes as well.
I didn't want to insert myself but too much, but what I wanted to say is that provision really is to give some sort of a due process component so that when one person comes in, some person, I want a stop sign here. It sort of lets the commission then doesn't got to go get show some support first. But if someone shows up at a village board meeting and expresses a concern that seems important, the board is free to refer things to the traffic commission, and it isn't hindered by someone not having that 75% if the board here feels that's worthy of consideration. So it's really more of a not a hindrance on what the commission here as much as a way for the commission to say, we don't want to spend money having a hearing for you because you appear to be one person. You know, that's kind of what it is. It was being painted as a jurisdictional requirement, and it's not.
With a land statement, so to begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, Menominee, Potawatomi nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. Only a couple of items I've got today is one, I was thrilled to be part of the ribbon cutting for a new ice cream and sweet shop on North Avenue called Ice Ice Baby. And they've got a lot of my childhood favorites like Superman and Blue Moon. And they created for the May the 4th Be With You Day little Yoda ice cream cones. The owner of the shop, Francine, has kids that I go to St. Vincent's and is a part of the community. And I really hope that everybody supports this shop. We want to support small businesses, especially on North Avenue. And it makes it easy. We don't have to cross the street now. Like I have to go all the way to Lathrop to cross from Arley. So it's really fun place, and I hope everybody goes there this spring and summer to enjoy. The other item, which I don't have too much information about, I apologize. I'll get more information to you, Matt. But we are going to have a Pride flag raising on June 1st, and it's being coordinated mostly in part by the District 90 schools, and if that's something we could get on our calendars. There are going to be a couple of Pride events throughout the month. Urban Church is going to have something, I think, on June 22nd, a Family Fest raid. So more to look out for there.
Thank you, Erica. And, want to reiterate or echo what I've said to the new trustees or the old trustees. I wanted to congratulate Erica and Bob and Katie for having a landslide win. but it's, I tell you, it's so important to have trustees kind of carry over to another term because you've been involved with many of the issues that, you know, that the village is facing. So I'm looking forward to a real productive, you know, years ahead of us to get some real work done. So thank you. We've been getting work done, but more work done. So I welcome aboard, and I look forward to working with you guys. All right, let's move on to the consent agenda, if we can. If I can ask to get a motion to approve the consent agenda A through N.
Motion to approve consent agenda items A through N.
Any comments or questions on these items? Hearing none, I'll ask the clerk to please read out loud the items and then take the vote.
Consent agenda item A, Village Board of Trustee meeting minutes, April 24th, 2023. B, Village Board of Trustee executive session minutes, April 10th, 2023. C, administration department report. D, monthly department reports. E, accounts payable, $1,843,846.55. F, amendment to the fiscal year 2023 through 2024 compensation plan ordinance. D, a right-of-way encroachment waiver and agreement for an irrigation system in the public right-of-way with the property owners at 523 Jackson Avenue. H, River Forest Civility Pledge. I, Water and Sewer Rates Amendment Ordinance. J, Arbor Day Amendment Ordinance. K, Arbor Day Proclamation. L, Older American Month Proclamation. M, Jewish American Heritage Month Proclamation. N, Bike Month Proclamation. Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Brockner?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, moving on to item 10, which is the new business. We have a item, need a motion and a second, item 10A.
Move to award a contract to Chicagoland Paving Contractors, Inc. in the base bid amount of $115,022 for the 2023 Public Works Garage parking lot reconstruction and authorize the village administrator to execute the contract agreement.
All right. That is a little bit.
Nothing too unique going on. The parking lot at the garage takes a beating over the years. Salt, worst thing you could put on an asphalt pavement, and that's where we keep all of it. So it just, it takes a beating. We don't know when the last time it was resurfaced, and it's just kind of falling apart on us. And so now we need to do some work on our salt shed as well. Before we do that, we want to get the area paved so that we can just over there for a long time. So we bid it out recently. You'll note there was only one bid. That was largely due to the fact that this got out to bid a little bit later in the season, so everybody's plates were a little bit filled up. But also we put some really tight restrictions on the construction window to address our needs for, you know, our abilities to not have to double and triple handle all of our stuff and kind of keep moving it around the site. So we believe that that's the reason we only got the one bid on it. However, the one bidder that we did get is Chicagoland Paving, who's worked for us several times over the last several years and has always performed well. So we're just looking to give our operations team a better, cleaner pavement over there, and that's about it. Happy to answer any questions that you have.
Board, have any questions?
I have.
Yep.
The bid and the alternate bid. I wasn't quite sure because one was obviously like $70,000 or $80,000 more. It looks like for that bid, the PCC pavement 10-inch for square yard was $1,250, and which is the amount, and it was a considerable amount less than the first one. I think it was like 120. And I just wanted to understand the difference between those two, what makes it for the alternative bid that it needs more.
So it's all about economy of scale for them. And even with the asphalt that we're doing, we are doing a small amount of concrete work basically under the salt shed because there's salt sitting on it all the time. We don't want to put asphalt down there. So we are still doing some concrete work in there, but we're doing a far lower quantity, so it becomes a little more expensive. So it all becomes a kind of a massaging game with them on the other side and our quantities to try to find that happy medium.
Is this the location on Forest?
45 Forest Avenue.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, I remember when we redid the gas pumps over there,
mm-hmm.
and we had a resident come in who was very upset about that happening and little or no notice. I don't remember what happened with the notice. Maybe he had a renter and it went to the renter. I'm just wondering what's going to be the disruption to the residents who live around there, and can we be sure to give them as much notice as possible?
Certainly. We have letters lined up pending tonight's approval and kind of hammering out some final construction dates with the contractor. Those letters are teed up, envelopes are ready to go so that we can notify everyone. However, these changes are even less invasive than the pump relocation because this is truly just replacing asphalt with asphalt. There will be certainly some trucks and equipment on the road getting to and from the site. It's a tight site to begin with, so you know maybe some parking issues or something immediately adjacent to the site, but nothing in terms of perceived lowering of property values or anything like this. This is a straight remove and replace job, so there really shouldn't be any impact.
Sometimes just giving them a heads up, like, this is what's going to be happening. This is, you know, you're going to see this happening, now you know.
Exactly.
It can go a long way.
Yep, and that is our plan.
Katie, that's a good point, a good reminder, because I think our policy is to notify the residents that typically around the area, right? I mean, I think Katie's saying is just reminding us of it, and I think it's a good thing.
Certainly. We always do for projects right. in our public right-of-way that impact the traveling public. The gas pump relocation was slightly different in that it was kind of on almost a private property set aside, and there were no perceived impacts on our end. Obviously, that was not the case. So, yes, absolutely, there will be notifications going out for this project.
And sort of to that point, like, I live on Park. My block is being repaved right now. And I got the notice, and it was so nice to have that. And when I started to see the trucks coming in, and you know, there's mayhem, but I knew about it, so I was prepared for it, and it makes a big difference.
Right, like I said, it's a great reminder because we do have that policy, and you know, a lot of times people in there. I'm glad you also mentioned that you did get, a lot of times those that probably got the notice maybe threw it away or didn't see it, and so. We try to remind our residents constantly that, we try our best to notify them when there's any construction. Good reminder, for sure. Okay, any further questions for Jeff? Okay, then I'd like to take the vote.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Then the last item is 10B, if I can get a motion. And a second to...
I would like to make a motion to enter into an agreement with D5 Ranges to complete the range project as presented with D5 Ranges in the amount of $29,447.50.
Second.
Okay, great. Any comments or questions for Jim or his colleagues? Very good. If I can ask for a vote.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty, I think that might mark the fastest. Okay. So we're going to go into executive session, but I'd like to invite everybody up to have a cookie or brownie or something before you leave and congratulate our elected officials on their landslide win, and we'll go into executive session. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we won't move yet.
You.
Okay, so why don't we take the motion out and then do that? That's fine. So if we can have a motion to enter an executive session.
Motion to enter into executive session pursuant to 5 ILCS 120/2C11 to discuss pending litigation, and the village board will adjourn after executive session and will not return to open.
Second.
No. Take the vote.
Go ahead.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Oh, okay.